A few weeks ago, we were talking about the British invasion. And the initial response to that invasion was a virtual surrender by the American music industry. Only established acts like the Beach Boys and Motown artists such as the Supremes were able to weather the storm, but for a longtime hitmakers like Bobby Vinton, Bobby V, and a dozen other solo acts, it was much worse. The teen anguish love song was no longer acceptable, and 1964 marked the beginning of the end. Today on the 60s Revolution, we'll take a look at how America fought back. It may have escaped everyone's attention, but in fact, Bob Dylan was the primary vehicle behind America's resurgence. The happy collision of Dylan's lyrical approach and the electric sound of the Beatles created a whole new genre that music fans could wrap their ears around. It was called folk rock. And it's trendy to say Dylan's conversion to electric began at the Newport Folk Festival in July of 1965. It's trendy, but it's wrong. Because on January 14, 1965, he began recording what would become his Bringing It All Back Home album. And anyone who attended that concert in Newport must not have heard the album, because Dylan had already made it very clear there was no looking back.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the many say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, to keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle. Scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Hands
he puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door. About men and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's Ma no more. Just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
And so there it was. Folk rock had been started. The first and perhaps greatest exponents of this style were the Byrds, a Los Angeles folk band consisting of Dylan admirers who, after seeing A Hard Day's Night, immediately turned Beatles imitators by going electric. With a unique folk harmony plus a new jangly 12-string guitar sound, the once struggling group took a pair of Bob Dylan songs, and suddenly they were all over the airwaves.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, pacify you, deny, defy, or crucify you. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you, or apparently you, drag you down or bring you down, shame you down or bring you down. All I really wanna do is maybe be friends with you. I don't wanna think you out, leave or straight will forsake you out. I am looking for you to be like me, she like me, or be like me. I don't want to meet you again, make you spin or do you in, or select you or dissect you, or inspect you or reject you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends. Baby, be friends with you. Baby, be friends with you.
Hey, Mr.
the Byrds on the 60s Revolution. But you know, the Byrds weren't alone. From out of nowhere, a couple who worked in the background on Phil Spector's lavish wall of sound productions suddenly became front page news. They too combined the simplicity of folk music lyrics with an electric sound, and bingo, there they were, Sonny and Cher.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Yeah, this song was really catching on, but there were still the Beatles to consider. One folk rock band played it safe. Understanding the impact of the Beatles, they came up with a British-sounding name, one that would put them directly behind the Fab Four in record store bins. All very clever, but in reality, it was once again the addition of a jangly guitar that put the Beau Brummels on the map. They may have had a British name, but the fact that they sounded like the Byrds sure didn't hurt.
be aware of hidden danger, and don't you go running to strangers. Don't mind my preaching to you. I said, don't trust them, baby, now you know. You don't learn everything there is to know in school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty face.
Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die.
What you deserve. I can't help feeling you found out today.
You thought you were too good, you had a lot of fun.
Won't say I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm glad he packed it to go. You kept on bragging he was yours instead.
Found you don't know everything that is to know.
Close your ears to me. Take my advice and you find out that he
just another girl won't cause you misery.
Don't say you can't get any boy to call. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all.
You'll wind up finding a way to sit on the shelf.
Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. Funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who thought you had to be lonely.
Another American response to the British invasion came in the form of We Five, a San Francisco-based quintet, which until 1965 had sprinkled their song sets with pop, jazz, Broadway show tunes, even Disney tunes. But once folk rock became the rage, Michael Stewart, who happened to be the brother of John Stewart of the Kingston Trio, wildly traded in his acoustic guitar and grabbed himself an electric. Then he rearranged an old Ian and Sylvia folk song and, well, you know what happened next.
Up this morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Just to ease my pain. I got trouble, I got worry, oh, I came home again. But I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
There are very few songs which describe the power of folk rock any better than this number one hit from 1965.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Barry McGuire, himself a former member of folk music's new Christy Minstrels, with the Eve of Destruction from 1965 on the 60s Revolution. The Grassroots are today considered more of a rock band than anything else, but in the beginning they were on the ground floor of the folk rock movement. Well, actually, they weren't even a real group, but rather a collection of studio musicians. And it wasn't until their first song started to receive airplay that a group was formed to promote it. In fact, only one member of that thrown-together group of musicians stayed on to become a member of the group we remember today. That's drummer Joel Larson. Well, here is that first song recorded by the Cough Cough Grassroots.
Don't bother crying, don't bother crawling, it's all over now, no use in stalling. The love I once felt, I don't feel anymore for you. This time I'll even
open the door for you. You walked out when I was down. When now I'm well off. And look, look who's coming round. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I wanted you? Explaining, I've already decided that living with you, it's worse than without you. I won't spend a lifetime all worrying about you. All things got rough and you disappeared. Now I'm back on my feet, but look, look who's standing there. Child, that first day I saw you, you really got to me. I thought I could change you, what good did it do me? All things got rough and you wouldn't wait. Now you're tripping back, but babe, babe, it's too late.
One folk rock band that made it big in 1965 didn't come from that genre at all. They were originally a surf rock group called, ready for this, the Crossfires from the planet Mars. Well, that didn't turn out so well, so just as the Byrds had done, they dug into the Bob Dylan songbook, changed their sound and their name, they announced that they had always been a folk rock band at heart, and then released this top 10 hit to prove it. It's the Turtles on the 60s Revolution.
Always strong to protect you, defend you.
determined to prove that they really did have a folk rock heart, they took a stab at another Dylan tune. It wasn't a hit, but it's a great example of 1965's folk rock sound.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. The bridge at midnight trembles. The country doctor rambles. Bankers need to seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer. The night blows cold and rainy. My life, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations. Read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all.
Not all folk rock songs were wonderful. In fact, some were absolutely horrible, and our next song is an example of just how bad they could be. Before we play it, a brief background. In 1964, Buffy St. Marie had written and recorded Universal Soldier. It was not a popular hit at the time of its release, but was later successfully covered by Donovan. Now, Jan Barry of Jan and Dean fame, he took exception to what he thought was a repulsive slap at soldiers. So he, along with co-writers Jill Gibson and George Tipton, came up with a response song which slammed the hell out of hippies. To his credit, Dean Torrance wanted nothing to do with it. So it was released as a Jan Barry solo in 1965, and man, it sank like a stone.
Old, he's in between, and he's so very much confused. He'll scrounge around and protest all day long. He joins the pickets at Berkeley, and he burns up his draft card, and he's twisted into thinking fighting is all wrong. He's a pacifist, an extremist, a communist, or just a Yank. A demonstrator, an agitator, just a knave. A conscientious objector, a fanatic, or a defector. And he doesn't know he's digging his own grave. it through his thick skull why the mighty USA has got to be the watchdog of the world. Else that greedy USSR will bury us from afar, and he'll never see the missiles being hurled. He's the universal coward, and he runs from anything, from a giant, from a human, from an elf. He runs from Uncle Sam, he runs from Vietnam, but most of all he's running from himself.
Yeah, that was great. He's a universal coward, and he runs from anything, from a giant, from a human, from an elf. Yeah, it sucked. Anyway, back to the good stuff. Johnny Rivers had established himself as a nightclub entertainer, but he knew a good thing when he saw it, or in this case, when he heard it. In 1965, he climbed on the folk rock merry-go-round and released this top 30 hit.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Flowers gone a long, long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, every one. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing.
Love and Spoonful's roots were in the folk music scene based in the Greenwich Village section of Lower Manhattan. Known for their jug band music, they jumped on the folk rock bandwagon in 1965, came up with this number 9 smash hit.
woman's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Whoa. If you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's junk band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen.
By now, you might be noticing a slight change in the music. The electric jolt of the Byrds earlier in 1965 was slowly but surely being replaced by something more melodic. It still fell under the folk rock umbrella, but it wasn't always accompanied by the jangly sound of a 12-string Rickenbacker.
Yeah. just along the way. Well, I got down on my knees, and I began to pray.
I began to pray.
You know the preacher like the cold.
The cold.
He knows I'm gonna stay.
Mamas and the Papas on the 60s revolution. Now, one artist who truly believed in the acoustic sound was Paul Simon. In 1964, he and partner Art Garfunkel had released Wednesday Morning 3 AM, a collection of acoustic folk tunes which had more or less flopped. In the summer of 1965, producer Tom Wilson, on his own and without permission from Paul Simon, decided to electrify one of the songs on that album. The result was so overwhelming that Simon and Garfunkel, who had already split up, reunited and went on to become the leaders of the folk rock sound.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Who said I, you do not know? Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell, echoing the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning.
in the word that it was for me. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway wall.
Tenement halls whispering sounds of silence.
And then something happened to throw the whole thing into disarray. In 1965, that was the year American music changed to adapt to the British invasion. So it was ironic and very interesting when the Beatles, at the very end of that year, threw folk rock music right back at us in the form of Rubber Soul. So there you have it. As much as American music changed, the Beatles simply threw it right back at us with one album, and the battle was on again. And of course, what followed was the battle between the Beach Boys and the Beatles with Pet Sounds and Sgt. Pepper, and that was all in the years ahead. But in 1965, perhaps one of the greatest years of American music, at least we fought back a little bit. That's going to put a wrap on this one. I'm going to close it out with another Bird song. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. You have yourself a great week. Thanks for listening.
Hallways and staircases, every day to climb. To go up to my white ballroom, out on the end of time. Where I can be with my love, for she is all that is mine. And she'll always be there, my love, don't care about time. I laugh with her, cry with her, hold her close, she is mine. The way she tells me of her love, how never is she tried. She don't have to be assured of many good things you'll find. And she'll always be there, my love, don't care about time. Her eyes are dark and deep with love, her hair hangs long and fine. She walks with ease.
sees and all she sees is never wrong or right. And with her arms around me tight, I see her all in my mind. And she'll always be there, my love, don't care.